four,
three,
two, one. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, yucking it up and having a big time at Alba Restaurant, beautiful Tel Aviv. We know it's beautiful because we just pulled into town, and I'll tell you what, the people are amazing, the food is spectacular, but it's been kind of nice to come to this because it's all about the meat. They love the meat.
Well, the meat and the alcohol.
Yeah,
apparently.
Well, I don't know which service, which comes first.
They like the meat in a Dickensian way.
Yes, it is.
See, I don't know what you mean by that, Chef. But
but we are having a gay and happy time, as it is in a Dickensian way, because really the holiday seasons are almost and just around the corner. And this year, as a matter of fact, Hanukkah is actually earlier. It's, you know, and so then we tie right into Christmas. Got a week off. We can go from gelts to goose all in one month.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Let's get back to food, though.
How's well, that gelts are food.
Someone is listening to him or it's only you?
No. It's just you and I.
Okay.
No one else can hear us.
You've never had a gelt? Come on now. It's good.
There's not 350,000 listeners.
Yeah, well, my cholesterol, I'm going for a physical when I get back. It's pathetic. I haven't seen a doctor in 19 years.
He's been eating the wonderful Mediterranean vegetables, you know, since we got here, and it's not going to help him.
Yeah.
So, Chef, that's our dish?
That's your dish.
All right, so let's talk about how you plated this dish, since it's already plated.
Yeah,
so,
I can replate it if you want.
No, that's good. So let's start with the béarnaise, just to recap everything.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do 30 seconds of professional cooking.
Only 30.
Okay.
Why?
The couscous. Okay, you're right. The couscous is semolina flour, almonds, butter.
All right, and the almonds are
minced,
yeah,
mixed into the semolina flour.
Okay.
Then, the tomato béarnaise is a reduction of tomato with herbs and wine, mixed to 83 degrees.
Okay.
With egg yolks, cream, and butter.
Yeah.
Very easy. You can taste it, and some pepper. Hot pepper, crushed hot pepper.
Yeah, crushed red pepper.
We put some almonds, roasted almonds that we marinate into cherry vinegar.
And you toast them first and then marinate?
For 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
To have this kind of Barcelona feel to the...
Okay.
It's a Mediterranean, exactly.
No, you're on video. Don't be dancing.
Exactly. Then the filet of fish is poached.
And again, this has been poached now in that fantastic broth, which was a mirepoix, with the eyes, the cheeks, the bones of the tuna, bluefin, yellowfin, whatever tuna.
Exactly.
And reduced down quite a bit, nice and thick. Then you poach the sea bass.
And then we will meat side down. We take off the skin.
Yep.
That's all. We put some... roasted, grilled
green onions. Yep.
Just for the flavor and the texture.
Yep.
And I see you left the interesting thing is you left the hair on the bottom of the onion.
That's the best part of green onions.
Really?
Oh, thank you.
Never tasted
it? I have never actually tasted it. Let's see.
Seriously,
this is something
this is
that
the roast
you know, we're
you
joking.
Would lay your eggs
bottom.
In.
Of the
that's where all the taste is coming from.
Oh wow, it really is.
Oh wow.
Now it's
okay.
The texture is kind of eat alto. Okay.
No, so this is a little bit crazy because the first thing that we are trained to do
is cut.
Even in the kitchen, in a home kitchen, you cut off that bottom part of the onion.
I agree.
And the hair, which is always there, you know that those roots. You throw them away.
No, but seriously,
I've used them for stock, but I've never thought of grilling
okay,
them.
Okay, so now I'll talk. Go into the fish, as we say in Hebrew. Take an onion.
Yep.
Take an onion. Go into the fish, and eat it with the root. The root is amazing. I think I have a lot of confidence. I love roots. The basic of every vegetable.
All right, so the combination of the sea bass, which is poached beautifully. I mean, the poaching
is incredible. It's a pate. It's a pate. You can really eat it with a spoon. You don't need a knife. You don't need a fork. You can eat it.
The semolina.
Why aren't you eating? It's my Polish sign.
The semolina couscous is creamy.
Yeah, the semolina couscous
gives some texture, but it still has this unctuous flavor to it that is wonderful.
Anxious.
The tomates.
The Kenzian texture.
The tomates, tomato bernese.
Is it good?
Phenomenal.
Okay, that's
a little bit of spice, a little bit of heat with the red peppers.
Exactly.
Now you add this grilled onion, though, to the whole mix.
Because everything for me, food is simple. Extremely simple. And you need to have several textures and tastes, but this is, for me, kind of a meat and potato thing. I know it's complicated, but it is meat and potato. It's tomato, it's fish, it's semolina flour with almonds, and there's the green onion that brings it back to something which is very simple. And it is a takeoff on lots of Mediterranean dishes, like chayme from Morocco, like fish... and green onions, fish and green onions from, romesco sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It is a take of a romesco sauce, with the almonds, with the tomato, with the vinegar. By the time, you almonds, eat with the ends.
Come on,
the almonds make it incredible. I mean, that it just adds one extra little dimension of texture and a flavor, a little bit of sour, just a slight bit of sour to it.
I agree.
Unbelievable. Very good dish. Now, that's actually a dish that can be executed at home by somebody, very simply.
Very simply. It looks very complicated,
right?
But it really is not.
I think, you know what, I think the thing that would scare somebody from that dish is the béarnaise, because people think about it breaking and
I agree.
And whatnot, and that does take a little bit of practice sometimes, but I think if you try it, you'll find, because you're starting with a tomato.
It is the easiest béarnaise you will ever make.
It
won't break because of the tomatoes.
Yeah, since the tomato is already in there,
exactly.
You don't have that risk of breaking.
Exactly.
Don't get saucy with me, béarnaise.
Okay.
He's here for what?
He's here for no reason.
Okay.
It's okay.
But I just wanted to bring in a slight jocularity to the situation of all this intensity.
No,
because
I agree.
We are Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Today and tonight, we are at Alba. It is a beautiful restaurant in the heart of a city that is a heart of a country, Tel Aviv. It's where everything's happening. It's action. It's a 24-hour city. And this restaurant is very typical. And Chef Yosefi is all over it when it comes to thinking a little bit outside of the box. But I heard you say something that you talked about very simple. You know,
yes.
Very simple. That might cause some angst with your French chef buddies.
Also with clients. I agree. People come into the restaurant. The restaurant is very nice. But there's a movement in Paris for the last 15 years called Bistro Gastronomique, which means the atmosphere is, and the price is bistro, which means nice, and there's a nice warm atmosphere and the price is correct, but the food, the ingredients, the basic is gastronomique, which means in French high end, and this is Bistro Gastronomique. We do tomates, there's the technology, there's the couscous, but actually it's poached fish with a tomato sauce and a side. It's easy. Take a glass of Chablis, you take a glass of Chardonnay, and this is all you need.
You have a beautiful day cooking this, and honestly, the fish, the tuna stock we talked about, you can execute that at home. And not only that, take that and reserve it and put it in the freezer.
Yes, very easily.
Yeah, so it's not something that just has a short shelf life.
And then you'll do fish stock and fish soup and
I will say,
tom yum.
At home, if you can't find the the cheeks, and if you can't get all the parts,
bones,
and the bones, sometimes even the bones, because they're actually in high demand for the Asian community. Use a little bit of laver. Use roasted seaweed.
Exactly.
And put it in there as well.
Exactly. And combo seaweed.
Or go online and buy a tub of it.
Yes.
Or, $12.95 to $15.95, depending on what you're getting.
Don't you have something to say?
No.
For yourself?
You need a new sponsor.
I do.
Senate.
I totally agree.
You need a new sponsor?
It's all about food, fun, and finding a new sponsor, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man, a Blue Collar Chef. We are mixing it up right now, right this very moment, in Alba Restaurant in the heart of beautiful Tel Aviv. We just got into town, and so we're always sent to the best. And this is a perfect example. It's all about food. It's all about fun. And I hear you have a lot of meat.